Brilliance Audio presents Archangel Rising by Evan Curry, performed by Stephen Dexter. Prologue. Imperial 8th Fleet Command Vessel. Fleet Commander Birch wondered if she was perhaps being overly cautious. The enemy was a cunning sort, of course, but there was a point at which no level of cunning could survive against superior power. She was quite certain she had that level of power, if not considerably more. Yet the powers the enemy held in reserve stayed her from actions that might more befit her comrades among the other fleets of the Empire. The superweapon. Indeed, that alone was enough to make her reconsider whether her overly cautious approach was, in fact, cautious enough. The enemy's fleet disposal was interesting, not impressive. She'd studied their combat capabilities, and while they showed an aptitude for battle admittedly beyond that of any she'd encountered in the Empire, including within herself, if she were being harshly honest, they simply did not have the firepower to turn that difference into something that truly mattered. Facing them with a parity of forces would be the ultimate stupidity, but she had no intention of doing that, and so ending them as a threat in fleet-to-fleet actions would not pose a serious issue if not for the superweapon they had deployed, a weapon she was beginning to think was only the more obvious of the daggers this enemy had at their disposal.
"Show me again," she ordered.
"Yes, my lady."
The screen cleared, showing a stylized star field that encompassed the region in which the fleet had deployed. It was a time-lapse map, including reports from her scouts and date stamps to isolate precise periods when the reported incidents were created and covered. Enemy fleet movements were shown with an unusual pattern that she could not quite figure out.
"The enemy appears to have built up their fleets from previous estimates,"
her second-in-command said softly from her side. Helena nodded slowly.
"Yes, not a surprise, Robe, but they appear to have done so faster than expected, given what the analysts had to say."
Subcommander Rove Havru nodded in agreement.
"However, the data speaks for itself," he said, pointing to the varying reports and timestamps. "That's at least 8 new squadrons showing the flag across the perimeter systems of the Otha territory."
Helena nodded.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?